历世历代有多少的圣徒，他们答应了主的呼召，他们就能够说这个世界不是我们的家。
In ages and ages, how many saints have been called up gone so that they would proclaim that this world is not my home?
保罗要我们祷告，要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Paul wants us to pray so that we will receive the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom.
叫我们能够真知道这位神。
So that we will truly know God.
也叫我们能够知道他向着我们有一个何等宝贵、充满盼望的恩典的呼召。
So that we will recognize that we have this calling that is filled with hope.
让我们知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that we will recognize this full inheritance that we have.
有一个呼召是充满盼望的呼召。
There's this calling, a calling of hope.
他也让我们知道说，神他是以一个圣召召我们。
So that we know that the Lord called us with holiness.
让我们从世界中被分别出来。
So that we can now be set apart.
我们不只是得着一个圣洁的地位。
Not only now we have a holy position.
他要改变我们，叫我们能够有与他的性情有份。
But he wants to transform us so that we could be a partaker of his personality.
我们的神他也以一个属天的呼召来呼召我们。
And the Lord also is calling us with a heavenly calling.
我们知道我们的生命是从天而来的。
So that we know that a new life is from heaven.
我们一生的道路蒙召了，我们就知道我们是向天而去。
And after we are called, we now know that the path that we're walking on is onward to heaven.
这些日子我们开始读彼得前书。
In the last week, we started reading the book of the first letter of Peter.
我们知道当时候教会是在罗马一个逼迫政权底下，他们受了许许多多的逼迫。
We know that at that time, the church in Jerusalem is being persecuted. In Rome is being persecuted.
所以彼得写信给那边的弟兄姐妹们。
So that's why Peter wrote this letter to the brothers and sisters.
要安慰他们。
To encourage them.
啊，特别怎么样安慰呢？
Particularly, how did he encourage them?
让他们知道有一个活泼的盼望。
To let them know that there is a living hope.
我们一起来读一下第一节。彼得前书第一章第一节和第二节。
First chapter, chapter one, verse one and two.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、比春尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。彼得写给这好几个地方，那这边地方呢，都是属于在罗马帝国里面的一些省。
Peter wrote these letters to these many cities, and these are the cities within Rome.
那这一些地方大概就在今天土耳其的境内。
And these places are located basically in Turkey nowadays.
我们从这两节经节里面
，from these two verses,
我们看见这一些分散在各处，他们怎么样是神所拣选的。
We see these people that are scattered, they are all chosen by God.
那这一班神的子民呢，他们在地上是做寄居的。
And these chosen people are in this world reside as aliens.
他们是被圣别出来，
they are set apart,
顺服基督的，
to obey Jesus Christ.
他是蒙主宝血所洒的，
and also sprinkled with his blood.
当我们读了以后，我们就知道说这个不只是指着当时的那些圣徒。
And then when we read this, we know that this is more than just to the people at that time.
岂不也是指着我们所有蒙恩的神的儿女吗？
And all of us that are blessed children of God, we are part of these people.
他讲到他们是分散的。
He talked about these are a scattered people.
我们读到使徒行传第八章。
And when we get to Acts chapter 8,
那边讲到说，从那日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。
Here it says, and on that day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem.
除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And except the apostles, they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria.
我们后面就看见司提反他为主殉道。
And then later on, we see how Stephen died.
那时候他们大遭逼迫。
And at that time, the church were greatly persecuted.
然后分散出去。
And the people were scattered.
他们却不是因着分裂。
But they were not divided.
他们分散的人往各处去传道。
they scatter so that they will go to other places to preach.
原本他们聚集在耶路撒冷里面。
Before they all gathered in Jerusalem.
可是神的心意是要把福音能够传出去，要传到地极。
But God's will is that His gospel be preached throughout the world.
借着外面的环境。
So through the circumstances.
他们分散到各地，往各处去传道。
The people are scattered so that they can preach the gospel.
我们看见在当时候罗马政权的底下，尼禄王的时代，那个逼迫是非常大的。
And here we understand that at that time, the church in Rome is being greatly persecuted.
神的儿女分散在各地。
And the children of God are scattered.
他们把福音在各处去传扬。
And it is through these they get to preach the gospel to all the different people.
今天我们说在那个时候有很大的逼迫。
Today we talked about how the people were persecuted at that time.
在教会的历史上，每一个阶段有各处有不同的逼迫。
But throughout the church history, we know that the church has always been persecuted.
前几天听到有一位姊妹她看到有一个见证的分享。
A couple of days ago, a sister shared this testimony with me.
在叙利亚那边有一些的教会聚会的时候，那他们是非常紧张的。
There are a couple of churches that are being persecuted in a place.
那他们呢都有弟兄们站在外面，等于是站岗哈。
They would have brothers standing outside of the church to stand watch.
那有一个炸弹客啊，背着炸弹。要冲到他们的里面。
And then a suicide bomber wanted to come and bomb this church.
那弟兄就冲上去把他抱着，然后就爆炸在外面。
And then a brother would run up, rush to that suicide bomber, hold him down so that it would explode outside.
今天的逼迫不是说只在历史上发生。
Today, Terry, the persecution of church is not just a chapter in history.
当我们最近看到在欧洲有多少的这些难民。
And today we see how many refugees in Europe.
其中有很多是基督徒。
A lot of them are Christians.
因为在当地，如果他是基督徒，他很可能就被杀害。
Because in this country, if they proclaim that they're Christians, they will be killed.
兄弟们，这是末后的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we are at the end time.
这个逼迫是越来越猛烈。
And the persecution is just getting greater.
有人讲说，在美国岂不是非常自由吗？
Some people said that isn't America a free country?
但是也有人讲到说，最近他说基督教基督徒在美国这个地方成了一个少数了。
But now people say that Christians are becoming a minority.
每一次在投票，每一次在这些决定的时候，都是仇敌占了上风。
Every time when there's a vote, every time if there's an election, it is always the enemy that wins.
有人讲说逼迫很快就来到了。
And people say that our persecution is coming soon.
今天我们知道我们在一个末后的时代。
So today let us understand that this is the end time.
仇敌是越来越猖狂。
Our enemy is getting stronger.
逼迫是会越来越猛烈。
And the persecution will get greater.
但是主把一个负担放在我们里面，
But the Lord has given us this burden.
是叫我们无论得时不得时，我们总要传道。
So that whatever circumstances we are in, we preach.
在当时候，他们分散在各地。
And at that time, the Christians were scattered.
让我们很宝贵，看见说那些分散的人往各处去传道。
But marvelously, it says, therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word.
今天主把我们量在一起，我们感谢主。今天我们生活，我们工作，也在不同的地点。
Today the Lord put us together and we praise Him. But when we work and go to school, we are at different places.
求主给我们负担，我们把福音能够传出去。
So we ask that the Lord will give us the burden so that we can also preach the gospel.
在这边，他们从各处传福音，为主做见证。
Here, those who have been scattered went about preaching and being testimony.
下面讲到说，他们是寄居的。
And here, Danny talked about they reside as aliens.
他们在各个不同的地方，他们是寄居的。
They reside as aliens in all these different places.
我们一起来读一下希伯来书十一章第十三节。
Let us read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。希伯来书十一章讲到一个信心的行业。
Hebrews chapter 11 talk about a line of believers.
有多少人他们从远处望见？
How many people have seen it in a distance?
从里面有一个看见
and have this confession.
然后他们就说他们在世上不过是客旅， 不过是寄居的。
Then they proclaim themselves as strangers and exiles on this world.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神他历世历代向他儿女发出那个呼召。
Brothers and sisters, in all these ages, God is calling His people.
叫我们从属地的，他把我们招到那个属天的。
So that we from worldly is now called up on to be heavenly.
我们的生命是从天而来。
That our new life is now from heaven.
我们的地位是和他同坐在天上。
And our position is now with Jesus in heaven.
但是多少时候神的儿女生活在这个世界？
But how many times we realize that we still live in this world?
我们好像和世界上的人并没有太大的分别。
Just like we are the same as the worldly people.
我们追求很多时候还是属地的。
We still pursue the things of this world.
我们在学生的时候要读一个更好的学校。
When we were students, we wanted to go to a better school.
得到好的教育，盼望能够找到更好的工作。
To get a better education, so we can get a better job.
我们在地上，我们兢兢业业努力的工作，盼望能够享受更好一点的生活。
And in this world, we work hard so that we can have a better life.
今天不是说你蒙了属天的呼召，你在地上就不要做这些事情。
Today, I'm not saying that once you have the heavenly calling, that you don't have to do things in the world.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们跟世界上的人是不一样的。
But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you that we are different from the worldly people.
我们生命真是从上头而生。
That our new life is now from heaven.
我们是与主一同复活，一同坐在天上。
We are now resurrected with the Lord, and we are now exalted into heaven.
有一个招叫做属天的呼召。
There is this heavenly calling.
他讲到说，我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
He talked about that how we are.Chosen and sanctified by the Spirit.
我们的主他为我们来到地上。
That our Lord for us came to this world.
他曾经是父怀中的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son of God.
独生子就是独一的，只有他一个。
The only begotten Son.
他为我们道成了肉身。
Yet he became flesh.
他为我们完成救赎的工作。
And for us, he has completed our salvation.
他死了。
He died,
他为我们释放永远的生命
so that he may give us eternal life.
今天他结出许多的子粒来
and today he has borne much fruit.
他成为我们的长兄
he is now our older brother.
圣经讲说他是长子
in the Old Testament it says he is the first son.
我们说独生子就只有一个
is when we talk about the only begotten son is only one son.
但是呢，长子呢，表示还有许许多多的儿子。
But now when we call him the oldest son, that means that there are other sons among him.
主要率领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去。
Our Lord is to lead these many sons into glory.
所以主他称我们是弟兄。
So that's why our Lord call us brothers.
他称我们是他的同伴。
He called us his companions.
他称我们是他的朋友。
He called us his friends.
他跟我们要有这么亲密的关系。
Because he wants to be so close to us.
他用一个属天的呼召来呼召我们。
He used this heavenly calling to call upon us.
那我们想说蒙召可能是一些很特殊的人。
And then sometimes you think about only the special people are chosen.
他们有一个很特殊的见证经历。
These must be special people that are with special testimony.
可是我们从圣经里面看见，神他要得着的是每一位神的儿女都成为他的同伴。
In the Bible, it tells us that God wants everyone to be his companion.
叫我们都走在这条属天的道路上。
So that all of us can walk on this heavenly path.
他说我们是圣洁的弟兄。
He says now we are brothers that are sanctified.
是从世界中被分别出来的。
People that are set apart.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么知道今天神在呼召我们？
So brothers and sisters, how do we know if we are being called up on?
当我们遇见了这位荣耀的主。
When we get to meet the Lord.
你说他怎么呼召的？
How does he call us?
很多时候我们也不知道。
Sometimes you don't even know.
但是你遇见了主。
But when you meet the Lord.
一下子世界好像失去了颜色。
All of a sudden, the world lost its color.
我们遇见了主。
When you meet the Lord.
世界次第变色成朦胧。
This world has just become vain.
那这一些人，他们能够说 我现在在地上不过是一个客旅，是一个寄居的。
The world just become blurry. They could now call themselves just pilgrims in this world.
因为他们遇见了主。
Because they have met the Lord.
我相信有很多我们当中神的儿女，我们都有这样的经历。
And I think as children of God, a lot of us have the same testimony.
遇见了主。
We have met the Lord.
我们说荣耀的神向我们显现。
This glorious God has revealed Himself to us.
一下子我们有一个极大的改变。
All of a sudden, we are transformed.
原本我们好像跟世界上人还是差不多的。
Before we are exactly the same as the world.
我有很多我属地要达到的标杆目标。
A lot of marks and goals that I've set in this world that I have to achieve.
很多属地我想要得着的。
A lot of things I want to obtain.
在这个世界上，好像我们在这里是安居的。
In this world, we look like we reside.
我们要有一点成就的。
That I want to be successful in this world.
但是那一天我们遇见了主。
But until that day, I met the Lord.
你就说无价之宝的一线。
Then I said, this is priceless.
叫我们脱下属地的吸引。
This priceless Lord make us give up everything in this world.
我仍然在这个世界上。
Now in this world.
但是我是一个客旅。
I am only an exile.
我是一个寄居的。
Only a stranger.
寄居的。这个地方不是我的家。
I only live here temporarily. This is not my home.
我是暂时住在这里的。
I'm only here for a little bit.
所以你的心思不在这属地的事上。
So now your heart is no longer in this world.
这是一个属天的呼召临到我们。
Then that's a heavenly calling.
当扫罗在大马色的路上，他遇见了这位荣耀的主。
When Saul, on his way to Damascus, was met by the Lord.
他原本在地上，他是可以有非常好的前途。
Before he was in this world, he was a man of 10,000.
他是法律赛人中的法律赛人。
He is the Pharisees of all the Pharisees.
他是加玛列的门下严严的受教。
And he was a great person in this world.
你可以说，今天来讲，他是哈佛的高材生。
If you put it in today's term, you could call him a scholar in Harvard.
但是保罗遇见了主。
But that day Paul met the Lord.
他整个改变了。
And he was changed.
他的前途断在主的显现上。
His future in this world is now stopped.
他被那个异象一生抓住他。
And he is now captured by his vision in the Lord.
到最后他说，我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
And then at the end he said that I never refused the vision I received from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹。
So brother and sister.
主向我们显现。
The Lord revealed himself.
我们的生命。我们的道路绝对会改变的。
When he reveals himself to you, your way will change.
主乐意向我们显现。
And the Lord wants to reveal himself to you.
但是今天我们愿不愿意把我们的心来转向他。
But today, are you willing to look at him?
我们一转向他，我们说主你就在这里。
When you turn and look at him, the Lord says, I am right here.
他在我们的里面。
He is now in us.
他要开我们的眼睛。
He wants to open our eyes.
他开我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
我们可以看见那个荣耀，我们可以听见主向我们发出呼召。
So that we could see the glory of the Lord and see His heavenly calling.
那我们说，今天我在地上我还要生活啊。
But then you say that I still need to make a living in this
world. 是不是我们今天蒙召？我们说我们成为一个属天道路主的同伴，我们在地上就马马虎虎了呢？
So does that mean that once I have this heavenly calling, now that I'm working on this heavenly path, does that mean that I don't do nothing in this world?
刚好是相反的。
But I tell you that that's exactly the opposite.
我们在做学生的时候，
when we're students,
我们知道我们是一个蒙召的人。
We know that we are called up on.
我们从埃及神把他的儿子召出来。
We were from Egypt and God called up on us.
神要摩西告诉法老，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
The Lord asked Moses to talk to the Pharaoh and said, Let my people go to serve me.
出去是一个消极的。
To go out is passive.
神告诉他们去要做什么呢？
But then the Lord asked them not just to go out, but to do what?
不是只是因为埃及在那里做苦工，他们哀求，他们痛苦，所以神把他们带出埃及。
Not only that since they were suffering in Egypt and they don't want to be enslaved no more, they have to leave Egypt.
今天我们在世界充满了痛苦。
And in today, in this world, we are filled with suffering.
我们为法老来积财。
That we make wealth in Pharaoh's account.
就算知道今天地上都是虚空的。
Even though we understand that all this money we have is just vain.
但是主不是叫你说等到那一天蒙主宠召到天上了，那个时候你才得着释放。
And the Lord is not saying that it is until your last day that you can be released.
今天他呼召我们。
It is today that you're being called.
他叫我们从埃及把他儿子召出来。
He wants us to depart from Egypt today.
他叫我们每一个神儿女，我们成为侍奉神的人。
So that every child of God, we will be a servant of God.
我们都是蒙他所召的。
We are all God's chosen people.
他怎么样从埃及召出他的儿子
？How he called his children out from Egypt.
他呼召我们，他拯救我们，他付了重价买我们回来。
He is calling us. He has paid the price to redeem us.
今天我们蒙召了。
Today,
我们都是侍奉神的人。
We are called to be His servant.
弟兄姐妹，今天在地上过生活。
Brothers and sisters, so when we live in this world,
我们知道说我是侍奉神的。
We know that we live in this world to serve the Lord.
我不单侍奉神，我还是一个全时间侍奉神的。
Not only I serve the Lord, but I serve the Lord full time.
那你生活就不一样了。
Then I tell you that then your life will be different.
我做学生。
If I am a student,
但是我是一个全时间侍奉神的。
But I'm a student that serves the Lord full time.
我要怎么在我的学业上来侍奉神呢
？So how do I serve the Lord in my studying?
我怎么样才能让神在我的功课，在我的这些学习当中，他能够得着荣耀
？How do I glorify God in my daily doing?
弟兄姐妹，神帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord will help you.
多少神的儿女，他们在生活当中。他们是一个侍奉神的人。
How many children of God, whatever they do, they serve the Lord full time.
我们可以服侍地上的主人，好像服侍主一样。
Just like how we serve the master of this world, we serve the Lord the same.
神的儿女在地上显出一个宝贵的见证。
Because the Lord wants to use you as His testimony.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主，今天神向我们每一位。发出呼召。
So brothers and sisters, today the Lord is calling on every one of you.
他要向我们每一位在我们里面来显现。
He wants to reveal himself to all of you.
只要我们的心转向他。
Only thing you need to do is look at him.
我们遇见了主。
So that we can meet the Lord.
我们说这个世界不是我们的家。
And once you meet the Lord, then you can say this world is not my home.
我在世界是做一个寄居的。
I am only a stranger in this world.
今天主所量给我们的。
Today, whatever the Lord has measured for you.
我们说这些，今天主叫我们来保管，做一个管家。
You will say that I am only a steward to keep hold of these things.
并不是我真正拥有这个，拥有那个。
These are not the things that belong to me.
我们的心是向着天而去。
That our heart is aiming toward heaven.
我们像一个客旅。
So we're like a pilgrim.
是一个朝圣者哈。
A pilgrim going toward Jerusalem.
我们是有一个标杆的。
That we have a destination.
主他以圣召召我们。
The Lord has called us with His heavenly calling.
他叫我们是同蒙属天的呼召。
So that we will all be called upon.
感谢主，今天在地上能够做寄居的。
So thanks to the Lord that we only reside in this world.
但是我们都有一个何等荣耀的盼望。
And yet we have this eternal hope.
主为我们预备的，超过我们所求所想。
That what the Lord has prepared for us is better than what we have expected.
为我们预备的那个丰富、那个荣耀的基业。
The fullness of inheritance that He has prepared for us.
彼得叫这些神的儿女在逼迫中有一个活泼的盼望。
So Peter, for the people that are being persecuted, he said that you have a living hope.
今天我们也都有一个活泼的盼望。
And today we share the same living hope.
他告诉他们说，他们是被拣选的。
Peter told them that these you are chosen.
他说，照着父神的先见被拣选。
According to the foreknowledge of God the Father,
我们都在圣经里面看到说，在创世以前，神就在基督里面拣选了我们。
We see that in the Bible, in the very beginning, before the beginning of the world, God has already chosen us through Christ.
今天就我们来想，创世以前，那我们根本还没有存在。
So if you think about it, before the world was created, we were not there yet.
他说，照着神的先见
，But yet. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father,
我们的神他是超过时空的限制的。
Our God is not constrained by time.
在神那里，所以我们讲到他预定，他预知。
Meaning that He already predestined us.
那在时间的里面，今天我们一个一个蒙了拯救。
That in time, one by one, we are saved.
每一个神儿女蒙恩的见证都非常非常的宝贵。
And each child of God, their testimony of being saved is precious.
啊，我们在人生中在那一个点上，有人把福音传给我们。
That in our lifetime, at that specific point, someone preached the gospel to us.
有些人一传他就信了。
Some people they believe right away.
有些人说，我好早就有人传福音，可是我一直一直等到了有一天， 也许遇到了一个环境，遇到了一个什么遭遇，忽然间我就相信了。
Maybe another person will say that I heard about the gospel a long time ago, but it is through all these circumstances in this specific incident that I wanted to be saved.
但是不管每一个见证它不一样。
Doesn't matter. Each one of us has a different testimony.
但是我们因蒙恩得救。
But when we are saved,
我们就说感谢神，他在创世以前，在基督里，他就已经拣选了我们。
Then we thank the Lord because before the beginning of the world, God has chosen us through Christ.
那在教会历史上有很多的争论哈。
In the history of church, there's a lot of debate.
到底是神预定的呢，还是我们做的一个决定呢？
Is it because God has predestined us, or did we make a choice?
那我们在福音聚会的时候，我们总是会发出一个呼召。
And during our gospel meetings, we always have a calling.
你愿不愿意相信？
We will say, Are you willing to believe?
你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督成为你的救主？
Are you willing to receive Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
主耶稣能够为你舍命。
That Jesus Christ died for you.
他能够为你做成一切的救赎的工作。
And he can finish your redemption.
但是主耶稣不能替你来相信。
But Jesus cannot make you believe.
神能够把他的儿子成为一个最宝贵、最珍贵的礼物来送给你。
God can present his son as a precious gift.
但是神他不强迫你来接受这个礼物。
God will not forcefully make you receive this gift.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们传福音的时候，我们发出呼召。
So brothers and sisters, that's why when we preach, we are calling.
我们个人传福音也是一样，常常你讲了半天哈，你最后没有发出那个呼召，好像最后就失去有一个机会哈，把那个结打了，就是让人能够相信接受主。
It is the same when you go out and try to preach. At the end, if you don't finish your preachings with a calling, then it is kind of like a waste.
有时候我们东南西北哈，这个谈天谈地哈，谈了好多啊，那最后就拜拜了，就结束了。
Just like you're talking about whatever worldly things, you talk about this and you talk about that, and at the end, there's no conclusion.
但是你发现有时候很稀奇，有时候你还不一定讲的很多。有一次我跟一个朋友哈，就是一起吃一个饭。
Amazingly, sometimes when you try to preach, you don't even need to say much. Just like one time, I was eating dinner with my friend.
因为就这么接触一下，然后就要离开了哈。
Just a quick talk. I needed to go.
那我们谈了没有多久，我想，哎呀，马上就要离开了，我就想说，我也没有跟他传那么多福音，我就试着问他，你愿不愿意相信接受耶稣基督成为你救主啊？
And I remember our conversation was short and I needed to go. So, but then at the end I thought, why didn't I ask him, do you believe Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
我愿意啊。
But then he said, yes, I am.
听见我们就发现很多时候你就遇到好多人，他们好像被主预备，他都已经要来寻找主，他就想要来得着这样的救恩。
So brothers and sisters, at times you recognize that God has prepared this person's heart. All you need to do is ask them if they want to believe.
今天就要有人带他，我就是你就跟我一起来做一个决志祷告。
And all he needed is someone to lead him to do the prayer of believing.
感谢主，他的生命改变了。
And praise the Lord, that day his life is changed.
今天主要我们来传扬福音。
And today the Lord asks us to preach the gospel.
不只是在教会传福音，我们说有呼召人来决志。
Not only in a church when we preach, we have a calling.
我们个人传福音，个人跟朋友接触，我们有好的机会，有感动，你就带人决志，带人来祷告。
But when we go preach individually, when we talk about Christ, we always have to end with a calling.
好，一面你看见说，每一个人决志的时候，是他必须主观的他自己做一个决定。
So that when a person receives this calling, they have to make a choice if they want to receive.
好像你要进到一个门啊，你要进去之前呢，它上面写着你必须自己做这个决定。
Just like you let this person to a doorway, this person has to choose to walk inside or not.
你决定你要不要得着耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Do you choose to have Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
你接不接受他为你留了保险？
Do you receive the fact that he shed his blood for you?
这些决定说你能不能进这个门。
And this is a decision that you have to make. Do you want to walk through this door?
感谢主，有多少神的儿女，我们都是有一天我们做了决定。
And Thanks to the Lord, how all of us, we made that call that day.
我们原本是外人，原本是客旅。
That before we were just strangers and exiles.
我们进了这个门，我们说感谢神，我现在是神家里的人了。
But now I walk through this doorway, I can call myself a member in His house.
你进了门以后呢？
Once you walk through that door,
你回头一看，
if you look back,
这个门的另外一面呢，它写着说，神在创世以前，在基督里，他已经拣选了我们。
Once you walk through that door, if you look back on the door, it says, before the world was created, you are chosen by God.
感谢神，我们都是蒙神拣选的人。
So thanks to the Lord, we are all His chosen people.
他拣选了我们。
He has chosen us.
彼得前书第二章九节说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
1 Peter 2:9 it says, but you are a chosen race.
是有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
A people of God's own possession.
还要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that you may proclaim the excellences of him who has called you out of darkness.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是被拣选的族类。
Brothers and sisters, we are this chosen race.
神他的先见，他的预定，他的旨意，今天他让他的儿子为我们付了极重的代价。
God's will and his predestination so that his son paid the hefty price.
今天他拣选我们。
Because he has chosen you.
我们都成为君尊的祭司。
Now we can all be the royal priesthood.
我们都是侍奉神的。
We are all people who serve.
他把我们从世界中分别出来。
He set us apart from the dark world.
今天神的儿女都要说哈利路亚。
So that all children of God, we will proclaim hallelujah.
我是被神拣选的。
That we are this chosen race.
好吧，我们一起说，我是被神拣选的。
We are the chosen race.
我是属神的。
I belong to God.
我们感谢赞美主。
So thanks to the Lord.
他讲到说，今天是圣灵，借着圣灵得成圣洁。
That it is through the Spirit that we can be sanctified.
以致顺服耶稣基督。
Obey Jesus Christ.
当那一天是圣灵感动我们。
It is on that day that we are touched by the Spirit.
我们愿意顺服。
That we now can obey.
我们放下我们很多自己老旧的观念。
That we can now lay down all our old thinking.
我们过去可能都有各种不同的背景。
Before we all come with a different background.
但是那天我们愿意转向神。
But on that day we chose to turn to the Lord.
我们接受主，他是我们的主，他是我们的神。
We receive the Lord that He is now our personal Savior.
神把我们从世界中把它分别出来，
God set us apart,
叫我们能够归给神，
so that now we belong to the Lord.
神把他儿子圣洁生命赐给我们，
so now God gave us this sanctified life.
很稀奇，以蒙恩得救，神他看我们是圣洁的。
And amazingly, the moment you chose Christ, now you are holy.
每一次神来看我们，是经过他的儿子。他的宝血代表他超凡美丽的生命，神看见是他儿子的美丽。
So now every time when God looks at us, He sees us through the blood of Christ, so that we are now sanctified and holy.
基督是我们的圣洁。
Because Christ is our sanctification.
那我们知道这是每一个神儿女，我们蒙恩之后得着的一个宝贵的地位。
And we know that after we are saved, this is now the position we have.
因为主他是我们的圣洁。
Because Jesus is now our sanctification.
你说我们得救的时候，直到今天，我们还有多少的缺点，还有多少的不圣洁在我们身上
？And think about it. After we're saved, still how many sinful things we have done?
你说那些刚刚得救的
，And the ones that are just saved.
可能他出口还出了很多不好的话
，Maybe they still use a lot of curse words.
可能他里面还有很多很多他的这些属天然人的一些的表现
，Maybe inside of them they still have a lot of things of this.
那难道他就是圣洁了吗
？Then how can that person be holy？
我说明显不是。
Obviously, by him, he's not.
但是属灵的是，我们进门了，我们相信了，我们有好多事，我们就得着一个属灵的实际，我们得着一个属天的地位。
But what happened is once you cross through that doorway, the reality is that now we are covered by Christ.
这就是说主他。所赐他所做，今天我们因着信，我们得着了。
What it means is that what Christ has done for us through faith we have received.
但是我们还需要经过一生的年日，主把这些我们得着的地位 这些事实能够成就在我们的身上。
And what needs to happen is that in our lifetime, we have to transform so that Christ's work has become a reality in our work.
从一个客观的，它要成为我们主观的经历。
So objectively is now become subjective.
我们蒙恩得救，我们得着一个圣洁的地位。
After we are saved, we have this now holy position.
但是主在我们一生要改变我们。
But what the Lord wants to do is to transform us in our life.
我们读希伯来书时候讲到那个管教最后达到的一个结果。
In the books of Hebrews, it talks about the ending of being obedient.
管教的时候我们都不觉得快乐。
When we are being disciplined, it is not fun.
但是结果呢，我们能够与神的圣洁，与他圣洁的性情能够有份。
But the result of being disciplined and obedient is that we can be partaker of His holiness.
那一个是讲到我们主观的一个成圣的经历。
What it is subjectively now we can be holy.
我们感谢主，今天主在我们每一个人身上，他正在做工。
So thanks to the Lord that today He is working on each one of us.
我们要认识，要清楚我们蒙恩时候我们所已经有的这些地位。
So let us recognize and realize what we have received when we believe.
然后我们才能够走在这条路上，让神来改变我们。
So that now we can walk on this path to be transformed.
我们蒙恩的时候，他这边就告诉我们，借着圣灵得成圣洁。
Here, when we believe, we are sanctified by the Spirit.
但是我们一生要有一个成圣的道路。
So that in our lifetime we have a life of transformation.
正在更新变化，在改变我们。
A life of sanctification that we are being transformed.
我们一蒙恩得救的时候，我们就与他同坐天上。
When we, the moment we are saved, we are now sitting with Christ in heaven.
如果没有看见这个，
if you don't have that vision,
我们也没有办法一生能够开始走一条叫做属天的道路。
Then you will not be able to walk on this new and living way.
所以感谢主，主把地位赐给我们。
So thanks to the Lord has given us this holy position.
主要我们祷告，叫我们真知道我们所拥有一个属灵的实际。
The Lord wants us to pray so that we can understand the spiritual reality of what we have.
然后他呼召我们，我们向着标杆能够来一直的奔跑。
And He also called upon us so that we would march to work this mark that we have set.
他讲到说，我们都是蒙他血所洒的人。
That we are now sprinkled with His blood.
到了十八节，他讲到说，知道你们得赎。
In 18, it says that knowing that you are to redeem.
脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为。
So that you will now not do the old things.
不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
But we're not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold.
乃是凭着基督的宝血。
But with precious blood.
整本圣经里面就在这里，他讲到主的血叫做宝血。
In the whole Bible, the only description is precious blood is in the
book of Peter. 如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
As of a lamb unblemished and spotless.
今天我们都知道羔羊的血为什么那样宝贵？
Today we all understand why is the blood of the lamb so precious?
因为生命是在血的里面。
Because we know that the life is in the blood.
主为我们，他将他的血流出来。
Our Lord gave His blood for us.
以赛亚书三章讲到说，他为我们将他的命倾倒出来。
In Isaiah chapter 3, it says He gave His life for us.
他的生命是超凡美丽的。
That His life is the fairest of all.
这个美丽的魂今天能够来赎我们。
And this spirit is now to redeem us.
今天我们感谢主，我们都是蒙血所洒的。
So thanks to the Lord, we are all sprinkled by His blood.
都是被他宝血所赎回来的。
We are all redeemed by His precious blood.
这个宝贵远远超过所有能坏的金银。
And this precious blood is much more valuable than gold or silver.
我们得着了耶稣基督。
That what we have received is Christ Himself.
今天他成为我们的生命。
And He is now our new life.
他也要成为我们的一切。
And He is now our all.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里看见彼得写给这些在患难中逼迫中的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters, today we read the letter that Peter wrote for the people that are being persecuted.
那我们看见在他们的身上，他们有好几个方面，当彼得写到他们的时候，讲到他们是怎么样一个蒙恩的情形。
And here we see how Peter describes how blessed that they are in these many different perspectives.
那他们虽然是分散的,
even though they are scattered,
但是彼得在这里是写信给他们,
but yet Peter still wrote to all of them.
那写信也就在主里面有一个何等宝贵的交通。
Peter wrote to them, it is a great communication in Christ to them.
他们是在各处去传扬福音的。
So when they're scattered, they get to preach the gospel in all nations.
今天在末后的时代，我们经历到那个逼迫是越来越猛烈。
And in our end times, we see the persecution is getting greater.
求主来激励我们。
So we ask the Lord to encourage us.
我们看见在初代的教会，他们这么快，那么短的时间，在这么大逼迫里面，把福音广传出去。
So we see in here that the beginning of church, how they're being persecuted, yet the gospel spread so fast.
求主激励我们抓住机会。
We ask the Lord that we also we have the same.
每一个神的儿女，我们都起来传扬福音。
So each children of God will stand up and preach the gospel.
在主量给你的环境中，我们来传扬福音。
In any situation that the Lord has put you in, preach the gospel.
来为主做见证。
To be a testimony of Christ.
彼得讲到说他们是寄居的。
Then Peter called himself alien.
今天只有蒙主呼召的人，他能够真正的认识。他说：“我是一个寄居的。”
And only the true people that recognize God's work can call themselves pilgrims.
那这个呼召是源于神向我们的显现。
And this calling comes from the revelation of God to you.
他是写给这所有在当时候这几个地方的这些圣徒们。
Peter wrote this to all the people in this region.
他们是寄居的。
These are just, they are aliens.
弟兄姐妹，这个神的呼召，属天的呼召，不是给一些特殊少数的人的。
Brothers and sisters, this letter is not to the special people.
他要向我们每一位发出这样的呼召。
But it is to all of us, each one of us.
因为他乐意向我们每一位，他向我们来显现。
Because God wants to reveal himself to all of us.
啊，当我们遇见了主。
When we get to meet the Lord.
我们是从心里面，我们能够说，我在世界上，我是一个寄居的。
Then from the deepest of our heart, we will proclaim that we are only aliens.
这个世界不是我们的家。
We are strangers and this world is not my home.
我们现在都有一个属天的标杆。
Now we have this mark in heaven.
我们能够在地上过一个属天的生活。
So that we could live a heavenly life on earth.
感谢主，他讲到他们是蒙拣选的。
Thanks to the Lord that these are the chosen people.
啊，今天我们都知道我们是被神所拣选的。
So brothers and sisters, recognize that you are chosen.
我们都是被拣选的族类。
We are the chosen race.
我们都是有君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are the holy.
你们神拣选我们，不是叫我们说我们不下地狱，我们以后会上天堂。
God chose us not just to get us away from hell into heaven.
他拣选我们，为着能够进入他荣耀的。
He chose us so that we can be part of His glorious will.
我们在地上，我们就说我是君尊的祭司，我是侍奉神的。
That in this world we can already proclaim that I am a royal priesthood, I am a servant.
一直到永远，我们仍然站在一个祭司的职位上，我们仍然在那里侍奉神。
Until the last day, I am still in the priesthood to serve the Lord.
感谢主，主付了重价。他把我们买回来归给他。
So thanks the Lord. It is Christ who paid the price so that we can be redeemed.
我们巴不得这些日子主他聚集在我们里面，他来显明他向着我们的呼召，他在我们的里面来激励我们。
And how I hope that in our days Christ will reveal himself to encourage us.
让我们在地上能够活出一个宝贵的见证来。
So that in this world we could live a life that can glorify his name.
我们是从世界被分别出来的。
How we understand and recognize that we are set apart.
然后我们在我们工作的环境，你就有一个何等奇妙的见证显出来。
So that at our workplace, how we can be his testimony.
别人看见我们，他会稀奇说，原来神的儿女是这么样的宝贵。
So that when people look at us, they will recognize the preciousness of being God's child.
每一个家庭在地上显出一个宝贵的见证来。
And each family, we will be a unit.To glorify God.
你的朋友，你的邻居，他们会羡慕说，哇，这个家庭真是宝贵的。
So that your friends and neighbors, they will be jealous of what you have.
因为神在他们中间。
Because we have God.
兄姐妹，我们彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, when we love each other,
众人, 世界上的人, 他看见我们, 会认出我们, 是主的门徒,
and people see us, they will recognize that we are children of God.
彼得前书第一章就告诉我们,
In 1 Peter chapter 1, it tells us to love each other truthfully.
感谢主,今天我们都在这条属天的道路上。
So thanks to the Lord, we are all companions in this way.
我们是一同蒙这属天呼召的圣洁弟兄。
That we are all brothers and sisters that have this holy calling.
我们一同走在这条属天的路上。
So let us all walk this heavenly path.
我们就能够说感谢主。
So we can say thanks to the Lord.
这世界
That this world is not my home.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌 527首
Sing Song 523 again.
请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱好。